So we're holding a Dalet and Beis in Rashi, the second white line. Rav Simi Bar Chiya Omar Chachik Omar. So the Gemara is grappling what exactly the case is that he had not left this beyond the tchum. So obviously he still has the. It's like he didn't leave. So what is it saying? It's saying the following. If there's an overlap, so when he leaves to go out to do this action of saving somebody, etc., which is mutter, so Chazal said when he finishes his job, that spot becomes his spot and he gets 2,000 amas. If those 2,000 amas overlap with his original 2,000 amas, so he's allowed to walk from there back to his original 2,000 amas, we look at it as if he has not left his original 2,000 amas and he can go back to the city and continue. He has left this tchum already. But the phrase, he's going back in his original tchum. Like we assumed originally in the Mora's original assumption. What does it mean? If he's within his tchum, it's like he didn't leave. From the place where they informed him, there's nothing to go any further for because it's been taken care of already. So he stops there. So Chazal gave him 2,000 amas, and that's that point. If those 2,000 amas are nichnosis l'seich alpayim shal tchum beisoy, those 2,000 overlap with the 2,000 of his original tchum of his home. Kilo lo yotze mitchum oidom, he's like he has not left. V'halakad beisoy v'reo ki b'tchilik. We'll go back home, and he's like he never left. So where says, what's the b'chleikus? Do you hold up lost tchum in milsehi or not? So Rav Simi, so Rav Lo Milsehi. The fact that it overlaps is significant. Mekimen the Mivlon Bitchume, since it's absorbed by his original Tchum, Mamtele Legav Tchume, and this Tchum that he gets now allows him to go back into his original Tchum. Havlu Kechad Tchuma. It's like he has not left. We look at it as one long tchum. So he hasn't left, so the halachas of leaving don't apply to him. We don't look at it like that. He has left. He cannot learn up shot in the Mishnah in the phrase in a case where he has actually left. Because when he has left, he can't come back. If he did leave, he loses his original tchum. They take away that tchum and they give him a new one. Mekanaloi, Mimakim Shenemrali, gets a new tchum from the place where he was informed. Okay. Nazakarashi, Rabba Leslie, how the tunnel, Nardoy Liel, Vipikehu, Ayal the tchumoi, became into all. So we had before, in the case of prison left, he only gets Dalet Amos, because our Mekel, the person needs to for covered B'nei Adam, if he needs a place to relieve himself, he's allowed to walk. And Nardoi said, if he's smart, he should walk back towards his original Tchum. And if he only finds a place which is private, etc., within the original Tchum, so that's Rishus to go there. And once he's finished, he's within his Tchum. And once he's within his Tchum, it's like he hasn't left. So Rashi says that Rabba is saying that wouldn't be true over here, because the same thing over here, the exact same thing is happening over here. He's going out, he's informed that there's nothing more to go for, he stops there, he gets 2,000 amas from that spot, the 2,000 amas bring him back into his original tchum. And Rabba says, we don't say, oh, he's back home, we don't say that. We say, he left. So Rashi feels that there's a parallel between the two cases. Now, you could have learned differently. The way Rashi said it, that in this case, Chazal gave him a new tum. The Chazal said, okay, this is his new makom, this is his new tchum. So that's in general, that's an advantage for him. He's not stuck with it in Dalet Amos. But it creates a disadvantage that he can't reset back or go back to his original makom because he got a new makom. The case, before he had no makom, he wasn't defined as having a makom. His point is he has no makom, and that's only his Dalet Amos. So coming back within the tchum after the situation where he's allowed to do that because of the basic Yisei, right? So he's back in his makom because he never lost the makom. Over here he gained the makom and he lost the makom. So on that, so Rishimi holds that we look at it as one big makom because it overlaps like it's a one big makom. One big makom it isn't. The dinner of was you don't need one big makom. Sometimes we look at the original four amas that he got plus here is one big makom. I don't need a one big makom. So at that point, the Rashi the Torah is debatable.
Fourth din of
Nahadori. Rabba doesn't hold the Nahadori, Rashi says. Now. There's another version over here that the Bain Rabbo Bain Rafsimi Mishkar Yotzim Tchumai Mukile. So Rafsimi is clearly talking about the case he left the Tchum. But Rabbo also is talking about that he left his Tchum. But Tavar Kassin in this gear, so this version has the following: Im hoye tchumin shenosu lechachamim muvloyin b'soicha tchum shaloi. So both are discussing an overlap issue. He left, and there's an overlap from the new place back to the old place. So what's machloikis? Ela b'derav gashir kilo lo yotze mi b'soi, u'b'derav simi gashir kilo lo yotze mi tchumai. So that's the difference. Rabbi says, like he didn't leave his house. Rashi says, like he didn't leave his tchum. What's that machlokes is about? The Rabbi lemashule du havlo kechat tchuma. He doesn't look like it's one long tchum. Sheila kola yoim kulay ches elef ama. El kimam tlay tchumen. And he turned loy at chumay have a kilo loy yotze mi beisu klal. Lachlan a shvisa mamakam acher. Mishlapaim mi beisu lechoruach kibetchila. So this tchum that he got when he left the tchum and he was given a new makam, that's a temporary tchum. When he comes back within his original tchum, it's like he never left, and he forfeits that new tchum that he got, and he goes back to his original tchum. Okay, but Rav Simi comes along and says, "Sorry, kilo lo yotze mi beiso lo yamrina." Like he never left, and this new tchum that never happens. So Rabba's worldview was like we almost look at it as if this whole thing didn't happen. He never left, so he's back to like you know. So that kinyan that he got for that place was just a temporary thing, and that's gone. Rav Simi says, "You don't say that." Elavadi kana shvisa v'makom shenemar. He did get shvisa over there. Avakilu lo yotze b'tchum harinut. Well, here's a tchum harishin. B'yesh akarav l'ches elef. He has almost 8,000 amas. In other words, he gained the new tchum. He doesn't lose the old one. So he ends up being able to go further and further, further this way, and he can go back to where he was able to go before. So it's close to 8,000 amas could go in. For example, Mimakam Shinemra Loy Ulamizuch Alpayim. From the place he was told he could go east another 2,000 amas. He can go west 2,000 amas. When we show him the base, and from that point he went west 2,000 amas, back to his house is another 2,000 amas. We show him the base of Alpayim. The base of Halon Alpayim. So as long as an overlap of one amma, so this thing works. So he can have theoretically 7,999 ammas, and that would still work. Um, So what does he hold? He holds, I've lost Tchumen, Mashal, Kilkulu, Tchume, Kichat Tchume. The idea of the overlap of the Tchumen makes it into one large Tchum. And that, Rabbi says, Sober Lav Milsi, that's not true. The Shavuyinu, Tchum Achai, you can't make it one big Tchum. You can't say he didn't leave the Tchum. Like him said, he doesn't lose the end, like you're saying, that he retains the new acquisition plus keeping the old one. I would rather Yetzir Cheshina like the Kula, Yetzir Shvisa Abba Mokim Shinem Reloy, Al Kila Lo Yotzir the Gamri Kamar Reo Kibit Kila. We consider him like he has left. We give him a Kula that he gets the Shvisa the new Mokim, but I'm sorry, that's all part of what you don't say. The Tumah Lo Hifsid, Abba Yotzir Cheshina like the Kula, the Yetzir Shvisa Abba Mokim Shinem Reloy keeps, he retains that new Shvisa. But rather, no, Kilul Yotz, he's not a Yotz Elagamri Kamer, like he never left. Rav Kibitzkil, he gets back his original tomb of 4,000 Amos. So according to this version, obviously, there's no disagreement between Rabba and Nahardoi back in Mamalfon Beis. You know, Rabba agrees to that. Okay. Zot the Gemara. Amalei Abaya, so the third wide line. So Rava said that the Yehuds have lost Chum and Lav Milsehim. So Amalei Abaya the Rava, Va'atlo Tispera that have lost Chum and Milsehim. You don't hold that have lost Chum and Milsehim. Uma Ilu Shavas B'Me'ora. What would be the case of a person? Excuse me. Would be Shavas. His shvisa would be inside of a cave. Shemesecher arbas alofim. Inside of the cave, there is 4,000 amos to traverse. Ma'agaga pachas mi arbas alofim amo. And on top, it's less than 4,000 amos. So we say he gets the makom shvisa is inside of the mora, but he gets the space on the roof on top also. Okay. So in that situation, he gets the area on top. And lo nitzam halachas kula v'chutzalo apayim amba. Doesn't he get the whole area of the ma'ora inside and out, plus another 2,000 amas beyond that? Amalei said, Rabbi said, back to Abaya, what are you comparing? L'shen l'cha b'en hecha the shavas b'aver mechitzis mi'bayoyim, l'hecha the shavas b'aver mechitzis mi'bayoyim. That's because you were shavas and aver mechitzis, and when you're shavas and aver mechitzis, we count the whole area like 4 amas. So that's not a din of I've lost Tumen. That's the loch of that. That's Dalad Amos, and you get 2,000 Amos beyond your Dalad Amos. It's like a person who's Shevis in the city. He gets the whole city, he's Dalad Amos. But in a case where he wasn't Shevis in the city, so he gets his 2,000 Amos, and that's it. He doesn't get the whole area like that he's inside of, as if it was 4 Amos. So what's the comparison? It's like Rashi. Bai was saying the following. Don't you agree that he can walk on the whole area on top and 2,000 amas in all directions? Okay. Yeah, okay, now, Zakrash like this. Stam mora base psachim yeshlo, bebase kitzur seho. Let's say Pesach lemizruch, Pesach lemarav. The mora has two openings and two ends, let's say east and west. So, mi Pesach lemizruch, leisen lo chutzalo, the san mizruch, alpayim. From the eastern opening, they give him another 2,000 amas to the east. ulatzad gaga alpayim. Vechemi pesach amarav noisin chutzlo tzad amarav alpayim ulatzad gaga alpayim. So he wasn't shavus on top; he was shavus inside. So we don't give him the right to walk on top due to the fact that he was shavus inside. But when he comes out, so same way as 2,000 am is continuing west, coming out of the western opening. His 2,000 am is towards east, which means walking on top of the mora, which he just came out of. And a person comes out of the eastern side, his 2,000 am is going towards the east. And then he has 2,000 am is going towards the west, which means walking on top. Walking on top. So here's a person, he ends up with 2,000 amas from one side of the mortar, 2,000 amas from the other side of the mortar, and then the 4,000 amas in between. So he ends up with this same calculation, these 8,000 amas. Given the Gaga Pochas Medal Alofim, since the roof was less than 4,000. Probably should go on. Yeah. Shekosla Meshupin Litzad Gaga. The walls of the Mora are inclined towards the roof. So as it goes higher, it becomes a little bit shorter. The karkiyasa, it gets wider as it goes down to the bottom, the inside of the floor of the mora. Nimsal alpayim mishiyesh al gaga kishiyotzi mipesa mizrachi, when he leaves the eastern opening, so those 2,000 times he gets on the roof, and he flows mishiyesh alpayim mishiyesh loy Agaga Kushetim Pesach Amarav. Overlap with the 2,000 he gets when he comes out of the western side. So Abai says to Rabbi Vieta Moida, don't you agree? Shim Bo Lotzeis Be'ezaman Shiyirtsa. Whoever way he left, so he leaves through the, let's say, the east gate, so he's allowed to continue walking to the east 2,000 amas. He's also allowed to start walking on the top, the less than 2,000 amas, and then continue to the west 2,000 amas. So he ends up with an area of close to 8,000 amas. Why is that? Because I've lost Tchuman Masha. The Tchuma Yishnei Yitzias Kichad. We look at the two different exits. It's one long one. Since they overlap, it's one long Tchum. Now, V'ilu Haga B'Gaga Dalat Alofim Shleimus. But if the roof was the same size as inside, it was 4,000 amas. Yotzim Pesach Mizruch and Yochel Lahalach Tzad Gaga Ela Alpayim. If he goes out the eastern side, he can't walk back west more than 2,000 amas. Because there's overlap. If he writes the halach b'payim maravios, if he wanted to go further west, he'd tzarich lachzer al ekev. He would have to go back to his original steps, retrace his steps. We cut us more, go back inside the mora. Lachzer v'lotzis derech ha'pesam maravi. He can go out the western side. And then continue to 2,000 amas. So normally we don't say that it's automatic, it's one big tum. But when they overlap, it's one big tum. So you see the overlapping works. Alma milsihi v'kasha l'tavayu lishni. So according to both versions of Rabbi, that this is a question. Okay. So what's Rabbi's answer? L'shan l'chah. Don't you see a difference between the person's shavus and the type of the mechitzas or not? So Hachanami based Chum and Machmas Chada Shvisa Kosulah. They both come from the original one Shvisa. Mekimendi Mivloy Leel. Since up above they overlap, so have Chad Chum. That's one Chum, because this one Shvisa B'Shas, the beginning of Shabbos, generates all of this. Alagabi Mesnitzin Lo Shabbos Bavar Mechitzas Shvisa Hashnia. The second Shvisa, he wasn't there at the beginning of Shabbos. Hel Kiman the Kongle Shvisa Besraisa. But once you give that to him, Sulas Le Shvisa Kamaisa, that's going to usurp the original Shvisa. Hechli Yosef Chutz Latchum. He gets him where he was told 2,000 amas. Even if that overlaps with the original tchum, Rabbi says, he doesn't continue further from where those 2,000 amas end. He can't go any further. That's according to the first shot. Let's check it up. Hachi Matarz. Kiman the Lashabas Abra Machitzes, Shnia. Levina Le Bei Shvises. He wasn't Shabbos there. He was only Shabbos in another place. So he only gets one Shvisa. Ella, Oi Hai Islay. Oh, Hai Islay. So, Eim Muvlos, Islay Shvises, basically. But over here, you don't do that. You don't give him two shvises, you give him one or the other. So, if they overlap, they go back to the original tchum. So we say, listen, go back in, and then we give him, it's enough to go back in the tchum. And then he's like, you never left. If they don't overlap, so he gets a new place, and that's it. He likes the first pshat better. Okay.